guy.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Starting out the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We've got our expert roundtable with us right now. I got to tell you, we've got, I think, close to the best of the best, if not the best of the best. We have got Jay Taylor, a guy who I've known for probably going on 19 years now. Great guy, great newsletter, great radio show, etc. Gary Savage, great newsletter. Richard Doc Postma, one of the brightest, I would have to say, street smart guys out there. Am I leaving anybody out, you guys? I don't think so. Got a question for you. Let's start out with this. Yesterday, Friday, actually, well, yeah, I guess it was yesterday, Friday, in the wee hours of the morning, gold, when the spot market was still open, I believe, gold on the east, in the east, was trading very, very strongly. The paper market opened in the United States. We had a vertical drop downwards. Boy, if that doesn't smell manipulation to me, I don't know what does. Jay, comments?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing new here. The pattern is one we've seen time and time again. So I take it as a given, and it's going to continue until they can't do it anymore. Until the London and the U.S. markets have lost all their credibility and nobody will play ball with them anymore. And you know, there's commodity markets that are being established all over the world because there's some places where they trade gold and silver. People actually want to take the metal itself, and not just not just play computer games on, you know, up or down or whatever. So I think the days are nearing an end. The fact that the West is running out of gold, I believe that's true from all things that I've read, not from the mainstream, but from the fringe, from the lunatic fringe, Al, which is what you attract on this show, of course. And so, no, I think that really what's happening is that is we're fast approaching a day of reckoning for the guys that have been using it as a gambling casino, the exchanges in the U.S. as a gambling casino.
Wait a minute. I got to take issue with that. Lunatic fringe? Are you calling my friend Corey a lunatic?
Not Corey, but
I
proudly wear that badge.
Jay, you turned me into a lunatic fringe. Doc, what do you think, bud?
I couldn't agree more with what Jay just said.
Another member, just let me interrupt you for a second.
Not about the lunatic
fringe. Another member of the lunatic fringe. Go ahead, Doc.
I agree completely. I think we're getting to the point where we're seeing a bottoming, definite bottoming of these markets. And there's a point where they won't be able to control it anymore. And I especially agree with the point that you're getting other commodity exchanges coming up in other parts of the world. And not only that, but it's interesting that some of the big banks are wanting out of the commodity business. They want to sell them, of course, except for the precious metals part of it, which kind of makes me kind of wonder about that. But it's only a matter of time. I agree that we see that whole paper manipulation scheme being disrupted.
Guys, I think all we need to do is look back about 5-6 weeks when we really hit the bottom and started this nice base building, where if we look at it from a week-over-week basis, we have been experiencing 4 or 5 straight weeks of gains, and this is the first week that we actually went down in gold. And you know what? Look at the news that came out this week. There was the State of the Union. There was a Fed taper. There was a news that was released that could have really shaken the gold market, and it did bring it down a little bit, but we're still at just above 1240. I still think we're showing signs of strength. Gary, some comments from you?
I've got a little bit different take. I don't think this has to quit until the stock market bubble pops. Where the stock market is in a declining, an intermediate degree declining phase, don't really expect that to end until maybe March. So I'm of the opinion that the gold market is you know, it's in a little correction here, but I think it's going to survive. It's not going to go below 1180, And I think we'll come back and rally for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. But until the stock market bubble pops, they can keep these paper games up. So we're still not safe. But I think we're good for at least a couple months anyway.
I got to tell you guys, I think that we're seeing history in the making. Well, history in the making. Of course, with every second tick of the clock, you've got history in the making. But I think there's some really, really significant stuff going on right now. And I think the million-dollar question at this point, you know, and we've discussed this over the week in our daily editorials every single day for quite some time now, but that is, it's very obvious what the Fed is trying to do. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I don't agree with it. But they're very definitely trying to keep this economy going. Through artificial means. And, you know, I kind of liken the U.S. economy to somebody on life support in a hospital. Very, very seldom do they ever get off of that life support. Commentary, Mr. Taylor?
Yeah, artificial economy requires artificial means. And the more artificial it becomes, the more artificial the means need to be. And what's happening is you say it's nothing bad they're doing. Well, I have to disagree. I think it's absolutely criminal what the Federal Reserve is doing. In the short run, to try to keep things from falling apart, I understand. But in fact, if we could have only allowed the markets to work years ago, we wouldn't be in the fix we're in now. So they just keep kicking the can down the road, and every time they do, it's making the ultimate correction that much more painful.
Well, and guys, we just need to look around the world to see the contagion effect that it's having. The emerging markets are showing huge signs of weakness. The Chinese indexes have been falling quite a bit this last little while. This is really starting to flow over to everybody else, and I think it's just a matter of time before we actually do have a country truly collapse. Maybe it'll be Argentina. Maybe it'll be one of the emerging markets. Something's going to go first, and this could cause a domino effect. Doc, anything you want to say about this?
Yeah, especially when you see what happened to some of these currencies the past week. And then what's really interesting is those countries then attempt to raise interest rates to stem it. But, boy, that's just asking for more problems because their economies aren't all that strong. And by raising rates, they're going to put themselves in a vice, so it's only going to be a short-term solution. But that is going to happen, whether it's emerging markets or Europe again coming to the forefront.
I'm kind of looking at the charts for yesterday, Friday, and I'm noticing that the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down almost 150 points, 149.76, which is not very definitely a good way to end the week. Gold, interestingly enough, on the futures market closed up just a hair, closed up 10 cents, okay, 1242.60 vis-a-vis the futures market. You know, I got to tell you, I mean, if all of this, if everything was coming up roses, I have to say that I don't think you'd see the market for the conventional market perform the way it is if there was not some significant manipulation going on in there. And Jay, I just want to make one thing clear. Sure, I agree with you. What they're doing is not a good thing. You know, the only thing I would say in my defense is I would have to say that they don't believe it's malicious. And the reason I say that is because they're trying like hell to keep this thing going. I want to give you the final word, Jay.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. They are doing what they believe is right. That doesn't make it any less evil. It's just the motives might be right. And if they don't, if they did what they need to do, it would be so painful that they can't do it. And if I were in that position, if I were one of the decision makers, I don't know which way I would go. You know, Alan Greenspan, I think, always understood that he was doing the wrong thing. This is where I think he and Bernanke are a lot different. I think Greenspan understood that he understood that gold is what money is. And Bernanke doesn't. So it's a matter of intent. And so under the law, I guess I would say that Greenspan is more evil than Bernanke, but the results are the same.
I have to agree, the results are the same. We are going to take a real quick break here. We also have Axel Merck coming into the studio. He's going to chat briefly, and then that will be followed again by our expert panel, possibly also including Rick Ackerman at that time. Stick around, hear what Axel has to say, and then we'll be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to Corlin Economics Report. Axel Merck with us. Axel is, I got to say, somebody who I certainly hold in high esteem. Get him on the show as often as we can. He's a very busy guy, but we're going to chat right now a bit with Axel about what's going on in the emerging markets. There certainly is some concern there, my friend.
Yes, of course there is. And the problem is there should have been some concerns years ago, but it seemed like a free lunch. A lot of yield-chasing capital chased these markets. You got some extra yield, And it seemed to be risk-free because these currencies were tightly managed. Maybe you get a little bit of appreciation. What people didn't realize, we cautioned them about it, is that these markets are tiny. And so when volatility spikes, then people run for the exit pretty quickly, and volatility is going up because the world is a little more uncertain with the Federal Reserve not quite knowing what it's up to. People are guessing. And as a result, the weaker countries in emerging markets have had major problems.
Axel, I want to get your opinion on these articles that I've been reading that have been saying, you know, these emerging markets, there isn't going to be this contagion effect travel over to these bigger, more established markets. I don't particularly agree with that philosophy. What do you think?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, as far as the Fed is concerned, the Fed is these are ivory tower academics. They look at their models, and whatever happens outside of the U.S., they're not going to look at until it affects the U.S., and then, of course, it's too late because they've already caused some damage. But I think one needs to dig a little deeper to understand the dynamics, to see what's happening here. It's the weak countries that have the problem. It's the countries that did not get their economies ready for what was coming. If the only thing you can buy in a country is treasury bonds, well, guess what? Hot money is piling in there, and on the way out, everybody's running for the exit. Whereas countries that have taken the years to improve their economies by establishing a rule of law and getting a better regulatory environment, such as China, then the money is not going to just flee out. And so it's really these countries that need to get their act together. Now, conversely, will it swap over to the U.S.? Well, of course. There is contagion in everything and anything that we do. We see that the markets are in the U.S. all over the place. And importantly, we've priced things, especially on the stock market, to perfection. And so when somebody is coughing somewhere in the world, it may well affect the S&P and with that other markets, of course, as well.
Axel, the question I have is, you know, we're talking more than just emerging markets here. I mean, there's more involved as you know, and I'm certainly not talking down to you by saying this because I know you're going to make this point. But, you know, Argentina is one thing. Great Britain and everything that's going on there is a horse of a totally different color just because of the magnitude of that particular economy. Don't you agree?
Well, sure. The UK has been fairly lucky because they've had tailwinds. They've had significant tailwinds as a result. Mark Carney, the head of the Bank of England, has said, all right, maybe we can take a step back and we don't have to print quite as much money anymore. But sure enough, we have a mess in the world. People for a while said, oh, we have a Eurozone crisis. And I pushed back cynically saying, no, we don't have a Eurozone crisis. We have a global crisis. We have too much debt in the world. And so different countries will act with it differently. And they're all scrambling and they're, of course, all trying to blame somebody else. The only thing I was saying here with emerging markets is that you can't rely on somebody else fixing your problems. Just that we can complain about the Fed, but ultimately, you have to invest your own money. Similarly, if you are in Argentina, you need to get your act together at home. You can't just blame the Fed. Of course, you can. The Fed has a lot of to do with what's happening, but every country out there has to deal with themselves. And the best way to deal with these things, the best short-term fix is a good long-term plan. You see that in Turkey in particular. Turkey, the central bank goes in, raises rates dramatically. Well, what Turkey needs is a sound policy on the fiscal side, predictability, and not a knee-jerk reaction by the central bank. And so that's the sort of back and forth we have in the world that everybody always tries to look for blame somewhere else.
Axel, I think your advice of fix your problems at home is the best advice you can give any country and even every individual. So when you have people approaching you and asking, you know what, are there any good countries out there? Where should I be putting my money? What do you think I should be doing? Should we wait to see what all plays out? What are you telling them?
Well, the first thing is you got to realize there is no place to hide. There is no such thing as a risk-free asset. Even gold, we often talk about gold. When your daily expenses are in U.S. dollars, you got to deal with the volatility. And so you have to embrace that the world is a risky place. That's the first thing. The second thing I think you should embrace is that asset prices are not reflecting fundamentals. That's a big problem because capital allocation is inefficient, or in plain English, we get bubbles. And right now, everybody has been chasing up the markets, the S&P in particular, which makes them very vulnerable. Now, the alternative to hide, of course, might be the bond market, but we all know that that may not be such a great investment either. And so it's not so easy. And there isn't. It used to be that people said, oh, the Swiss are the ones that do it well, the Australians. Well, if everybody knows that, then these things are not cheap. In August of 2012, we said the euro is a buy, and now the euro was indeed the best performing major currency last year. But at the time, oh, my God, how how can you dare saying that? People told me, well, it's because there was value, because it was relatively cheap. And so you've got to embrace that this is a risky place. We happen to, as I mentioned, currencies here, we happen to be on the currency side because currencies, unlike their reputation, aren't as volatile. The euro may be up or down a full cent, but on a percentage basis, that's much less than your typical move is in say, Facebook or Google.
You know, I got to tell you, Axel, the conventional market really scares me right now. I think it's really highly overvalued at this moment in time. And the reason I say that is I think there are just some very fundamental reasons that a person would believe that, not the least of which is, I don't even have to go into it, there are so many of them, and our listeners are certainly aware of that. Gold, on the other hand, I think is simply, I don't understand at all what's going on in the gold market other than, given the gyrations, specifically what happened Thursday night, the gold market went up almost vertically on Thursday night. Friday, when the paper market opened, the gold market absolutely collapsed almost vertically again. Any comments on that?
Well, to the broader point, complacency, I think, is a good way to look at these things. When things in the S&P go up almost in a straight line and the VIX index, the volatility index, goes down, it means money is piling into these markets that has no business being there. We had the same problem in emerging markets. At some point, volatility is going to spike, and all that money that thought it was risk-free is going to come out. Now, in gold, we have the opposite right now. There's a lot of fear for gold investors, and the good news is that it shakes out the weak hands. And so if you think we have too much debt in the world, and if you think that central banks will deploy their printing presses in some ways to try to address that debt pile, gold should be doing well over time. But sure, in the short term, we have the end of the month where there's some window dressing. We have the bulls in the stock market that haven't quite gotten the idea yet that maybe there's a correction. And conversely, not everybody who got burned holding gold is ready to go back in. And so that creates these very odd dynamics. Ultimately, investing is supposed to exert the maximum frustration of investors, and I'm pretty sure it does that on gold investors. We like gold because people are uncertain about it right now and because we cannot afford positive real interest rates in the U.S. And to me, over time, that suggests that gold should be doing quite well.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from Axel Merck. We are going to get back to our expert panel right now. Axel, we appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. We've got to get you on this show more often. You've got some insights that I believe are absolutely incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, go to our favorite site section. Axel's firm is in there, as is Axel. You can find out everything you need to know there. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay. Great job as usual by Axel Merck. We are back with the J-Man, Jay Taylor, the Dr. Richard Postma, and the man who knows more about cycles than a whole lot of people, and that would be Gary Savage. You guys, I want to ask you a political question here. I posted something on the site yesterday with Jay's best friend, someone who he always has dinner with when he goes to San Francisco. That would be Nancy Pelosi. Nancy was on the Jon Stewart show on Thursday. That interview, by the way, again, is on our site. I thought it was very interesting. What I thought was interesting about that interview, aside from, you know, kind of not looking real good, but in addition to that, we have a couple of major politicians right now that are starting to kind of sever their ties with the president. One of them, interestingly enough, is Harry Reid, and the other one, and you'll see why if you watch the interview with Ms. Pelosi, is Nancy Pelosi. I think that that's happening because I think that the Democrats are very, very frightened about what's going to happen in 2014 and even possibly 2016. Jay, let's start with you.
Well, I don't know what's going on in the Democratic Party. I mean, I suppose all these guys will jump ship when they feel it's in their own best interest. I mean, none of them care. It seems to me very few of them care much about the country. It's all about themselves and their own power trip. But my friend Nancy, who I always get together with all the time, I mean, Al, be nice to her, okay? She really is a sweetheart. I mean, she just loves America. She's the one exception to that rule. And, I think they're probably worried because, look, the economy is going down the tubes. You know, the people that you would expect a liberal president should care about, he's not helping them. The average and lower class people are not being helped by all of this stuff, you know, all of these programs. And the Medicare, I mean, the Obamacare thing is an abomination, and I think everybody is starting to figure that out. The labor unions are turning against it. So, you know, I suppose they'll all turn against him. And maybe more than anything, they don't like the fact that he isn't a 100% neocon. You know, the one thing that probably I would give him some credit for is his willingness to talk to Iran, for example, or at least that's what it appears to be the case. And, maybe these people are turning on him because the military industrial complex are telling him to, they got to have money. We got to keep wars going forever and ever and ever. And Daniel McAdams from Ron Paul's Institute of Peace and Prosperity is on my radio show all the time. And he's, you know, it's just amazing the lies that are being told to the American people about what's going on in Syria and elsewhere. I suppose that some of those people are, you know, are having the fire put underneath them to turn against the president in part because of that. Plus, it's just a dismal economic outlook.
Yeah, I got to agree with you for both of those reasons. Like these politicians, they need to keep getting elected. They want to keep their jobs. It's a big popularity contest, and they all see with the president's approval rating continuing to drop, why would they back a horse that's losing? And then even moving forward, they know the economy is going bad. Now, I don't know if any of these politicians really have a good idea of how to fix it. They just know that the policies that are being enacted aren't working right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Doc, what are some of your comments on kind of where we stand in the Democratic Party especially?
Well, you know, what I've noticed over the years is that, especially when you have a president that's been around for two terms, almost always it seems there is a dissolution of involvement with his party. They tend to move away from him because I think what happens is their early policies often come home to roost later on. You know, often in their second term, their popularity drops, and I think it's almost natural that these other congressional people start to distance themselves from the president because they know they want to be around for quite a while longer, whereas the president is about done, and they're often a lame duck for the last 2 years. So I think somewhat it's natural, but in this situation, I'm sure Reid and Pelosi and others, they look at the way Obamacare has turned out, and it's going to turn out because there's more problems coming, and they want to distance themselves from it as much as possible and from the other policies that he's done that's put them in hot water. And with the elections coming up, they don't want to even be related to the guy at the current time.
Well, I have to agree with that 100%. Let's get over to an economic issue real quick. Gary, how much of these markets do you attribute this, the falseness, for lack of better terms, in these markets, do you attribute to the federal government?
Well, I don't know that I would call the markets false. They're just rising on unlimited QE. They're not driven by corporate profits or anything that the market should normally be driven by, but I don't think I would call it false. They've got plenty of money, and it's got to land on something. Unfortunately, it's building a what I call a very large parabolic structure in the stock market. When that parabolic structure collapses, it's going to put us into the next recession or depression.
Well, when I say false, I got to be perfectly clear on that. I don't think they're free markets at all. If the markets were free, I think it would be that they would represent totally a horse of a different color. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. We haven't had free markets since they stopped short selling in the financials in whatever it was, 2008.
Then I think to take it a step further, guys, we're supposed to have the Fed out there that is independent from the government, but watching the State of the Union and seeing these policies that are enacted, they are the furthest thing from a separate entity. They are working, if you ask me, as one and the same. Jay, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the Fed and the owners of the Fed, the major banks, are all in bed with the federal government. And, the last, as Jimmy Carter recently said, America does not currently have a working democracy, so the people are really the last of the concern. The concern is only that the people will keep these guys in power, so they play a game on the surface. But no, the Fed and the government are linked together at the hip, and the corporations that own the shareholders of the Federal Reserve are clearly the ones that are that the Fed was created for. The stated purpose of the Fed is to foster full employment and control, keep prices, keep some integrity in the currency. Well, neither of those, they've been successful. They've had tremendous failures over the last 100 years since the Fed's been created. But they have been a raging success, the Fed has, in terms of protecting its shareholders. So I think it's not a free market. It's not that it can be a free market if you start out with having a monetary system that is based on fiat and not based on markets. And everything is governed. And so I would take the lack of free market economics going way back probably to the creation of the Federal Reserve, but especially since 1971 when there was no control at all in the monetary, in the printing. And that means that we have all manner of malinvestment and distortions in the economy that is, I think, building up to a point where there's going to be just one hell of a decline. I don't know if it's going to take on a hyperinflation or if it's going to be a deflationary depression that makes the 1930s look like child's play, but it's going to be really bad, unfortunately. I wish it weren't so, but that's why we own gold, because we are opting out of the system in that way. We're opting to put our wealth into money of intrinsic value that will keep that value, whereas we know the paper or the paper monetary system is going to self-destruct.
You know, Jay, I don't know what people are how they're communicating to you about gold. Whether most of your audience is, whether they're traders, active traders, intelligent traders, etc., or whether they're people like myself who firmly believe in owning gold, but for an entirely different reason. I mean, we started buying gold and silver. Actually, to be perfectly candid, I haven't bought gold for a long time, but I have. Well, Kathy and I have bought silver, and the reason we do that, at the risk of sounding like a brokered record, I'll never sell our holdings unless I absolutely have to, because because dollar's not worth anything anymore or what have you, whatever happens. I mean, I'm hoping to give all of that to Sarah, Stephanie, and Kim, but the fact of the matter is, I think people who own gold simply, because they think it's going to go up in 2 weeks and they're going to sell it, I think that they're probably a little bit in the wrong area. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with James Turk from London. He's going to elaborate a little bit on this. He's got some very, very great insights on this. Stick around.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. We've been talking business, politics, economics. We have an old friend with us right now. He has not been on the show for quite some time now, and that has been absolutely, totally my fault. James Turk. James is the originator of goldmoney.com. He's the most respected gold aficionado, for lack of better terms, in the world. We're going to start getting him on the show on more of a regular basis. I got all the time in the world for Mr. Turk, as I'm sure all of you do also. James, you're heading down to Cape Town here to take part in a show down there. Let's hear a little bit about that first.
Yeah, the annual Indaba conference in Cape Town. I'm looking forward to it. I go down there most years. It's one of the big gatherings for mining companies and resource companies, really, in the world. And as you know, South Africa is a major resource country, so it should be interesting, particularly now with all of the turmoil in emerging markets. The South African rand is one of the currencies that's been hit.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the emerging markets. You know, earlier this week on Thursday, the Wall Street Journal ran an article on that. They've been talking about Argentina, et cetera. They're also talking a little bit about the UK, which is very definitely not an emerging market, but it's a country that is starting to be in dangerous territory economically. Give us some comments on all of that, would you?
Yeah, you know, it's sort of, in my mind, reminiscent of back of 2007 or 1997 when you saw, you know, some turmoil in the emerging markets ended up leading to more severe repercussions in major financial markets. You know, we're still fighting the same problem that we've had ever since the dot-com bubble popped back in 2000, Al, and that's that we're in a financial bust, and the problems that we saw in 2008 have not yet been solved. They've tried solving it by adding more debt to the system, and that's really just created more fragility, and I think we're going to start seeing more volatility as the year progresses.
James, I have to agree with you on the volatility comment, and touching back on these emerging markets, a lot of the articles I've read, especially coming out of the U.S., have been saying that these emerging markets, the issues they are facing are local issues. They're not because what the Fed is doing and printing all this money. I completely disagree with them. I think in today's financial times, we are all so connected that when a powerhouse like the U.S. continues to print money, it puts even greater pressure on these emerging markets. And seeing these start to fall is really some of the first horrible signs, I think, of a potential currency crisis. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I agree with you completely on that, Corey. You know, everything is interlinked today. We have a global economy. And if you sneeze in South Africa, you're going to catch a cold in North America. You see all of the money printing. That is not just ending up in the United States. It's ending up in China. It's ending up in the Middle East. It's ending up all over the world. And it's creating a lot of inflationary problems elsewhere. So between what's going on in the States in terms of money printing and particularly what's going on in Japan, I think the consequences are going to start to become more apparent. You know, there's usually a delayed reaction. You print first and then you deal with the consequences later. I think this year we have to look at the consequences of all the money printing over the past couple of years.
How does this bode for gold?
We've had 12 up years at the beginning of this century and then one down year last year. So if you look at the sweep of those 13 years, gold's still up 13% per annum on average. Given how cheap gold is relative to other assets out there, you got to look like this. It looks like this is going to be a good year for gold, and it has started out in the right way. Gold and the mining shares have been one of the best performing sectors so far this year. But, you know, there's more to gold, Al, that we've discussed many times in the past. Its utility comes from the fact that it's money outside the banking system. You know, when you own physical gold, you own that without counterparty risk. If you have money in a bank, you're dependent upon a government's promise or the bank's promise, and it consequently, in a bust, a lot of promises are broken. You don't have to worry about that when you own physical metal.
James, you brought up a good point that gold has been going up year after year, except for last year. And you know what? If we look at it on the longer time frame, it still looks bullish for gold. It's when we start looking at the day-to-day moves that can drive people crazy, because the day-to-day moves don't need to make sense. It's the long-term trends that matter, that I argue. And right now, the way we've started out 2014, it's looking positive. Are these some of the topics that you're going to be talking about at the conference over in South Africa?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, what you describe, the way I like to explain it is that if you're on a in a boat out, offshore and you're looking back at the land, you're going up and down, and it may look like the land is actually moving. People use fiat currencies the same way if you were standing in the boat. You know, gold is solid, and it is the land. It's a way that preserves purchasing power for long periods of time. You know, I like to use the example that you can buy a man's suit with an ounce of gold today. A Roman senator could buy his toga with an ounce of gold. You know, don't stand in the boat trying to perform calculation, of economic calculation, looking at prices of goods and services. Instead, look up, be on the land, calculate things in terms of gold, and measure gold from that way, because that's really what gold is. Gold is money.
I'm a firm believer in diversification. Believe it or not, I learned about diversification a long, long time ago, and then it was reinforced to me when James and I got to know each other back in roughly 2004, 2005. You know, even though James is the originator of a very, very successful service, goldmoney.com, I think, James, you'd be the last person to tell anybody to put every nickel into gold. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You know, diversification is the key, and I think even more so now, Al, because of all of the uncertainty that we've got. You know, when you're looking at your portfolio, you have to keep in mind that there are two components. You have your investments, and then you have your money or your liquidity. And you have to compare like with like. You know, when you have an investment, you own stocks, you own bonds, you own real estate, or whatever it happens to be. When you're looking at the money part of your component, you have to look at dollars, euros, gold, silver, and you compare them. And if you do that, you get a much better picture of what gold really represents. You know, a lot of people believe that gold is an investment, but it's not, because it doesn't generate cash flow. It's just a sterile asset. It's money. Just like a pile of dollars sitting in a bank vault is a sterile asset, a pile of gold sitting in a bank vault is a sterile asset, too. The difference, of course, is that gold preserves purchasing power, whereas the dollars do not. So if you take it from that perspective and looking at your portfolio, putting gold in the monetary part of your portfolio, and then comparing it against other currency, other forms of money, national currencies, you'll see that owning gold is advantageous. But again, you don't want everything. You don't want all of your money in gold. You have to have some national currencies to meet your day-to-day needs.
James, I read one of your recent articles that was a 2014 outlook, I believe sometime in the middle of this month. Can you explain what your outlook is for 2014, kind of in gold, but then also in, say, treasuries and other aspects?
Yeah, you know, there are a couple of key things that we should be looking at. One is the rising interest rates, not only in the United States, but around the world. As the interest rates rise, that means the interest expense that governments have to spend to meet their debt obligations rises, and that increases the deficits that governments are incurring. And that is typically met by a response by central banks to increase money printing, not decrease money printing. Now, over the past couple of months, the Federal Reserve said that they're actually going to start printing less, but they're still printing $65 billion a month, even if they reduce it. And who's to say that they might start increasing it again in the future, which is what I think is likely. But the bottom line is that the response of central bank money printing means higher gold and silver prices in the future. It's been that way for the past several decades, you know, going back to $35 an ounce in the 1960s. And from a long-term sweep of things, it's going to remain that way as long as central banks continue to follow policies that debase the national currencies, because gold is outside the control of national central banks.
James, tell us real quick about your new book.
Yeah, it's called The Money Bubble. It's the second book that I've co-authored with John Rubino. In The Coming Collapse of the Dollar, which was our first book, we had two basic themes: buy gold and bet against the housing bubble. And in 2008, what we thought would be the collapse of the dollar didn't occur, because of all of these unprecedented steps taken by the Federal Reserve and other central banks. What we've done is we reanalyzed all of our basic premises, and we're basically saying that, you know, gold is still the place to be going forward, and that the problems of 2008 and 2009 have not been solved. We're still dealing with those, and they're going to lead to a bigger bust in the not-too-distant future. In other words, this is the biggest bubble of all. It's bigger than the dot-com bubble. It's bigger than the real estate bubble. It's the money bubble. You know, people think that the dollar is money, when in fact it's only a money substitute that used to circulate in place of gold, and gold is still money, but the dollar is no longer tied to it. So I think we've got some monetary issues developing in the not-too-distant future.
James, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you guys have enjoyed the show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.